The next patient is Maria Rodriguez. The last name is R-O-D-R-I-G-U-E-Z, like in Zulu, Rodriguez, Maria. This is a clinical case of a 68-year-old Cuban female that is referred to the practice by Dr. Beltre because excessive fluctuation in the kidney function. In December the 30th of 2022, the patient had a creatinine of 1.93, a BUN-231. At that time, the fasting blood sugar was 246, and the estimated GFR went down to 28. Interestingly, the urinalysis failed to show the presence of proteinuria. In January 10th, 2023, the serum creatinine is 1.1, the BUN is 19, and the estimated GFR is 51. The fasting blood sugar at that time was 83. And the albumin creatinine ratio is normal. In other words, the patient has significant hemodynamic changes that make an impact in the kidney function, period. The patient had an MRI. There is no pathology related to the kidneys. Period, a long discussion with Mrs. Rodriguez was carried, in which she has been a diabetic for 20 years, has an insulin pump, and still the hemoglobin A1C is elevated, period. Number two, diabetes mellitus. The patient has a tendency to like a lot of carbohydrates, along with industrial production of meats. And despite of the effort that has been made to control the blood sugar, has been impossible and will be impossible unless the patient changes the behavior. I told the patient that she cannot expect changes in the outcomes if there is not change in the behavior, period. The diet was extensively discussed with this patient. Basically, has to be a low sodium diet, avoid the excessive intake of fluid, and most importantly, have three meals a day and avoid the things that she liked the most and stay away from the industrial production of meat, period. In other words, a plant-based diet that was discussed in detail. Period. The abdominal MRI is consistent with a fatty liver with cirrhosis. There was a lesion that was a biopsy in May of 2022, and that hepatic lesion was negative for cancer, period. This patient has a background of colon cancer, leukemia, and for that reason, we have to be very careful and make the changes necessary for a better outcome. Following number, the patient has morbid obesity with a BMI of 35.9. Following number, the history of arterial hypertension, the patient is today the blood pressure is 136 over 82. Following number, she has a non-organic sleep apnea on CPAP. Following number, hypothyroidism, that is followed by the endocrinology. Following number, hyperlipidemia. Following number is the CKD3A that we discussed at the beginning without evidence of significant proteinuria. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup.